Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect. From this afternoon through this evening, winds 20 to 34 knots are possible. Today, north winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves from the north 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 11 seconds. So it's going to be windy out there, and it is a kind of a harbinger of fall. We're going to be talking about autumn and what autumn means. It means different things depending on what hemisphere you're in, whether you're thinking in terms of meteorology or astronomy, and even what country you're in. The seasons can be different. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 2 inbounders, 8 in our Astoria anchorages, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Global Saikai. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, headed for the Weyerhaeuser log docks in Longview. She will pass Astoria maybe around 12:30 p.m., give her about 3.5 hours, and she'll be in Longview. The Jinsei Maru is arriving from Japan. She's a car carrier headed for Vancouver, Washington. Her cargo is brand new Subaru. She'll pass Astoria around maybe 10:30 inbound, and maybe around 4:30 p.m. you might see her at the port of Vancouver. And so this gives me an opportunity to talk about something that I just really love, which is the concept of Maru. When you see the word Maru in a ship's name, it's a Japanese vessel generally. And that word literally, from what I understand, means a circle, but it has many connotations related to the way people feel about ships and the emotional and philosophical sort of spiritual aspect of being at sea. So the word Maru means, its connotations include the circle of a journey, the perfection of a circle, the beauty of a circle, all things that people feel about ships. And one thing I've learned from, one of the many things I've learned from talking to mariners over the years I've done the Ship Report, which is, I think, pushing 17 years now, is that people really do get very attached to their vessels. Their vessel is their floating home, but it also, you know that ships have names. They often have women's names, at least in the United States. Ships are considered feminine. And so there's just a whole host of emotional issues and spiritual issues around ships. And this word Maru kind of brings that up. So I love that when I see a ship coming in with the word Maru in it, so I can talk about that a little bit. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the MSXT Athena. She's headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll probably pass Astoria inbound around 6 p.m., and about 5 hours later, you'll see her in Kalama. The Nord Columbia is leaving the anchorage. She is headed for Portland. Potash is what she's going to be picking up at the Port of Portland. She'll leave around 11 p.m., and about 6 hours later, we'll arrive up there in Portland. The Blessed Luck is awaiting orders at the Rice Island anchorage. The Tokyo Spirit, the Pan Daisy, the Lemisos Wind, and the Sea Hope, and the Four Coal are all awaiting orders in our Astoria anchorage, meaning that they are sitting there. They're sitting high in the water. They don't have cargo yet, and they're waiting to go upriver to pick up cargo. So reasons why they might be sitting in the anchorage is they need to undergo inspections. Their berth isn't ready yet. Another ship is in it, and they have to wait until it comes out. Being in the anchorage is a great opportunity for ships to just, for mariners to just sort of have a little bit of downtime compared to the constant motion and rolling and things that are going on at sea. They can do repairs. Work goes on the ship, but it's kind of a different kind of work, a little bit calmer. People might sleep a little better because their ship isn't rolling with the constant rolling motion of the sea, although that's more of an issue in the winter when the weather is so stormy. So people coming here have generally been at sea for a couple of weeks, and being on a ship that is somewhat stationary is probably kind of a relief to them. To just take a break from all that motion. In our outbounders, the Florida is leaving Portland. She's a petroleum tanker, leaving around 7:30 this morning. That means about 1:30 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Courageous is leaving Vancouver. She is a wheat ship. She's heading out about 3 p.m., so maybe 9 p.m. past Astoria outbound. The Tufty is Longview, leaving Longview Logs, I think, on board that ship, leaving around 4:30. Maybe around 8 p.m. past Astoria. The Mount Rainier is leaving Longview with logs around 5 p.m. Maybe around 8:30 outbound past Astoria. The Barrow Island is leaving Longview with soda ash on board around 6 p.m. So maybe 9:30 or so past Astoria outbound. And the American Finfoot is leaving Portland potash on board there, leaving around midnight, so maybe about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning outbound past Astoria. Let's talk about seasons. Basically, there are two kinds of meteorological seasons. What made me think about this, I've referenced this a bit lately on the Ship Report, but this morning when I walked out of the house to come to the station, I just felt that feeling that we get when fall is in the air. You just sort of feel it. The temperature was down in the mid-50s. The sky was there were puffy clouds, a little bit of blue sky, and it had that sort of little crispness to it, the feeling that we get that fall is coming. Now, if you look at the regular sort of seasons calendar, it's not until September 21st that we officially say it's fall. But that's not really quite the case. There are two different kinds of autumn, as I've discovered. One of them is meteorological fall, more related to the weather, as you can hear that word. And then there's astronomical fall, which is related to the position of the Earth relative, the astronomy part of it, the position of the Earth relative to the sun. And the sun is a big deal in this equation because it really determines our seasons. So we're going to talk a little bit about those definitions today and what they mean. So the Earth's axis, why do we have seasons? The Earth's axis is slightly tilted in relation to its orbit around the sun. So that means that depending on where the Earth is relative to the sun, different parts of the Earth get different amounts of sunlight. And so the amount of sunlight is critical. The warmth and the sunlight, that is just critical to what sort of seasons we are having. So in most cultures, including all Western countries like us, the year is divided into four seasons: spring, summer, fall or autumn, and winter. Since the year has 12 months, each season lasts about 3 months. However, the dates when the seasons begin and end, they vary really depending on what reference point you're using. So let's talk about the astronomical seasons that we're most familiar with. Spring begins on the spring equinox. Equinox means equal night. So in the spring, there's a day when the spring, the 21st of March, when day and night are fairly equal. Summer begins on the summer solstice. That's the longest day of the year. Fall or autumn begins on the fall equinox, which is that equal day and night that happens around September 21st. And winter begins on the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, around December 21st. So those are the ones that we all learned about as kids. But then there's also, for weather purposes, for scientists who are gathering weather data about patterns in climates, climate issues and weather issues, there is what are called meteorological seasons. So spring runs from March 1st to May 31st. So there are three-month blocks, essentially. Every 3 months or so, we get a new meteorological season. We are entering fall, meteorological fall, on September 1st. So it's just a few days away. That will go until November 30th. And so we are getting into that fall time when it just plain is becoming autumn, no matter what the astronomical signs are saying. Now, in the southern hemisphere, it's opposite because the Earth is tilted. So fall starts in March and ends on May 31st, meteorological fall. So different countries and different seasons. If you were in Ireland, uses an ancient Celtic calendar system to determine the season. So spring begins on St. Bridget's Day on February 1st, for instance. And in Finland and Sweden, the dates of the seasons are not based on the calendar at all, but on temperatures. So it's an interesting world we live in, and everybody has their own way of doing things. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.